You are listening to Metalmorphosis, the widest variety of hard rock and heavy metal, right here at 88.7 FM, WJCU. Had a couple different bands come into the studio and plug in their acoustic guitars and just do some live acoustic tracks on the air. Now, I know acoustic music really doesn't fall into the category of heavy metal or progressive rock, but these bands were progressive rock bands, and the acoustic performances, they were just great. Let's get into one of them right now. I'm going to give you two songs here from a band by the name of Rust. They came into the studio May 22nd, 1992. They had a show the same night at the Grog Shop. I believe they went on stage at midnight. They came down about 10 o'clock, plugged in, did some acoustic tunes, went off to the Grog Shop and did the show. This is my favorite in-studio acoustic jam session. These guys are fantastic. Here's Rust, the first tune called Smear Campaign, 88.7 FM, WJCU.
I've seen it all before. Watched the hours and the years creeping past my door. With flowers and the tears you throw my way every day. Like money to the poor, you're shaking hands in open wounds. You think I'm helpless and what's more, another smear campaign. With the misery you bring, the love you always feign. You'd promise anything to get your way, and you get your way. Like spoiled little girls, you flaunt your grace and your speed. With your lipstick and your pearls, 'cause no one knows and no one sees what your hatred does to me. Like an unsolved mystery, it hits me like a train. It hurts to feel the strain of your smear campaign. Oh, I never read the signs. You were dancing on the fringe, and now you lose your mind. As I watch you become unhinged, it's such a tragic comedy that lays before my eyes. I'm so frightened and amused. Should I laugh or should I cry? Long-reaching hands of fate, casting shadows over me. You see, I can't relate to insults or injury, twisting tales and spinning yarns that draw the life from me. The way you mean to do me harm, premeditatedly, 'cause no one knows and no one sees what your hatred does to me. Like a wartime casualty, it hits me like a train. It hurts to feel the strain of your smear campaign. No one knows and no one sees what your hatred does to me. Like an unsolved mystery, it hits me like a train. It hurts to feel the strain of your smear campaign.
Oh yes, excellent music from Rust right here at 88.7 FM WUJC. That's called Smear Campaign. Is that an old or new track?
That's a fairly new track. Wrote it, I think, last March, maybe.
Inspired maybe by our political election year?
That had a little bit to do with it.
Uh-huh.
Even though I think the song is more on a personal level, you know, as far as personal politics. But I tell you, though, after the last presidential election, actually in the state and the local elections, too.
Was that track inspired by any personal experiences or anything like that?
Not that I can remember.
No, one's
I think I like just about everybody.
Okay, we got about 10 minutes here. Time for maybe two more songs?
I think we can, yes.
Okay, this next one, go ahead and introduce it.
This song is called North Water Avenue, and this one was actually written maybe 6 years ago. And that's about it.
This is more live acoustic music from the band Rust right here, 88.7 FM WUJC.
Sat deep in my room late in the fall, watched the changes and got high. We closed our eyes, didn't wake for many years, never thought to say goodbye. And though the winter slowly turned, on the walls each Friday night, 401 North Water Avenue. We spent our nights hiding neath the waterfall, crystal columns overhead. We spent our nights hiding neath the waterfall. Grass below became our bed. Do you remember racing home to catch the dawn? We made love the whole night through. We chased the stars until the morning sun appeared. 401 North Water. Days.
Rust, recorded live in the studio on Metalmorphosis, May 22nd, 1992. We started off with Smear Campaign, and we ended off with North Water Avenue. Continuing on with our live in the studio acoustic performances, this one a little bit different. I like to always go outside of the norm just a little bit with every show, and this one definitely does it. We're going to go outside of the 7 years that I'm covering here during the retrospective. When I left 88.7 in 1994, shortly after I accepted a job as a music director and on-air personality at WZAT 102.1 FM in Savannah, Georgia. Not only did I pack up everything I own and move across the country to Savannah, I took Metalmorphosis with me. One of the conditions in accepting the job was that I could put Metalmorphosis back on the air in Savannah on Saturday night, and I did just that.
After I'd been on the air about 6 months, a couple friends of mine, Brian Carmer and Mike Wright from a band called Too Far Gone, they played out in the Cleveland Akron area for a number of years. They came down to visit me in Savannah. I figured, gotta put them to some work. So we plugged them in on the air. They did some acoustic tunes on Metalmorphosis in Savannah. Here's one of those tunes, a great acoustic one called In Flight. It's Too Far Gone, live in Savannah, Georgia. Right now, it's on 88.7 WJCU.
Traveling in time.
music from Akron, Ohio, the band Too Far Gone, recorded live during Metalmorphosis in Savannah, Georgia. The show's been all around the country. I tell you what, I'm so glad to be back right here at 88.7 FM WJCU. Right now, another live local performance. We did another Metalmorphosis night out down at Ron's Crossroads, this time with the band Land's End. Recorded October 28th, 1992 at Ron's Crossroads in Akron, Ohio. Here's Land's End. Kind of a mellow song, but a great one nonetheless. This is called Destiny. It's Land's End live from a Metalmorphosis night out right here at 88.7 FM WJCU.
Yeah. is my destiny. Thank you.
88.7 FM WJCU, Land's End on a Metamorphosis retrospective. Recorded at Ron's Crossroads, October 28th, 1992. A great version there of Destiny. Joe Cleon here, taking you back in time to the beginning period of Metamorphosis, 1986 to 1994. Giving you highlights from those 7 years on the air. When I return, we'll hear one more local track from Land's End, and then we'll get into all the national artist interviews I have planned for you tonight. Pieces, parts of all kinds of great interviews from the heyday of Metamorphosis. We'll hear from Dream Theater, Anthrax, Fate's Warning, Ace Frehley, Savatage, Y&T, and a whole lot more. It's a Metamorphosis retrospective, and it continues right after this on 88.7 FM WJCU. All right, let's wrap up the hour with another tune from Land's End. When I started the show again a little over a month ago, I had a lot of people ask me if I was going to play some Land's End music. And you know what? Now is the perfect time to do it. From the 3-song EP Secrets, here's the opening tune. I'll send this one out to Bill Peters. This was always his favorite tune by the band. It's called Halls of Fire. It's Land's End on a Metamorphosis retrospective. 88.7 FM, WJCU.
vocal music from Akron, Ohio, Land's End, from their three-song EP, Secrets. That was Halls of Fire. Did a lot of work with Land's End back in the day, a lot of shows with them, had them on the air quite a few times. They were without a doubt the most popular local band during the initial period of Metalmorphosis. Stick around after the news. We'll get into national artist interviews, all kinds of candid conversations from your favorite hard rock and metal performers as we continue a Metalmorphosis retrospective from 1986 to 1994. It's happening right now at 88.7 FM WJCU, broadcasting from the campus of John Carroll University in University Heights. AP Network News, up in just a moment.